The best of speed jokes, shall we? You send us jokes all week long, and we like to, on Friday, see which was the best one. Here's joke of the week number one. I drove down the road today and saw a bunch of turkeys. Boy, did they look relieved. Here's a fun fact. All of the confetti that was tossed at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was cut from a single CVS store receipt. That's a double feature the day after Thanksgiving there. Here's joke of the week number two. I watched a documentary on TV last night about how pickles are made.
How was it?
Jarring. Number three. I tried to steal some spaghetti from that Italy store, but the female guard saw me and I couldn't get pasta. We've done versions of that joke before, and we will again. Here's joke of the week number four. Hey, Dave, guess who I bumped into on my way to get my glasses fixed?
Who?
Everybody. Joke about glasses, Dave. Yeah, we know, John. Here's joke of the week number five. Brookfield Zoo has an interesting attraction now, a lion and a sheep living peacefully in the same cage. I asked the zookeeper if they ever fight, and he said rarely. And I said, well, what happens when they do? He said, we get another sheep. Sorry, sheep. Number six.
Recently on an episode of... All the contestants were characters from Greek mythology. In the following scene, Dave Ennett will play the host, Pat Sajak, and John Williams will star as the Cyclops.
It's your turn, Cyclops. What do you want to do?
I'd like to buy an eye. I don't think we paused enough to appreciate how well Dave channeled Pat Sajak. That was the cadence, and yeah, that was the voice.
Yes.
That was very impressive.
John.
Well played, sir. You know, anybody else would have just done the line. But no, Dave does the line. Here's joke of the week number seven. Why don't you ever see woolly mammoths in trees?
You told us yesterday they used to be very small.
No, Dave.
Oh, okay. I know this one.
Why don't you ever see woolly mammoths in trees?
Because they're really good at it.
No, it's because they're all dead, Dave. Well, you'd think a college-educated man like that.
We don't explain him.
Joke of the week number eight.
Here now is how we got the tradition of there being an angel on top of the Christmas tree.
One Christmas Eve, Santa was under a lot of stress. He and Mrs. Claus had just had a big fight. His sleigh wasn't loaded. The elves were talking about going on strike. Just then, an angel walked into his office and said, "Hey, Santa, what do you want me to do with this Christmas tree?" Sorry. Shouldn't have told that twice. Here's joke of the week number nine. Hey, here's an idea. There should be confetti in tires so that even if you have a blowout, hey, it's kind of a nice day. Poof. Here's number 10. I asked my wife how to turn Alexa off, and she said, how about you take your clothes off and walk around the room? And that hurt my feelings. Oh. Which is the joke of the week? We have just a few more. Here's joke of the week number 11. Yesterday, we asked you to send in some tongue twisters for Dave.
Oh, boy.
And Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin did. Hey, Dave, how do you find out if people laugh when they see a gaggle of geese wearing goggles?
The same way you would find out anything else. Google.
So, Dave, you would...
You would Google goose gaggle goggle giggles.
John Williams at WGNRadio.com.
No.
Send your best tongue twisters for Dave. Joke of the week number 12. I got a friend who's only 3 feet tall. They kicked him out of the nudist colony, Dave.
Why'd they do that?
He kept sticking his nose in everyone's business. I ran that by the Speed Joke Submission Committee. I thought they were going to shoot it down, but no, thumbs up. Thumbs
unanimous.
Up. I know. Joke of the week number 13. I asked our doctor what happens if my kid eats some Christmas decorations, and he said he'll get tinselitis. What's red and white and falls down the chimney? Santa Klutz. I love me some Santa jokes. Here's our final joke of the week.
Hey, John, have you been watching the World Cup?
Yep, Dave, every minute of it.
Yeah, I bet you can't even name three Qatar players.
Okay, Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, George Harrison.